This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is indeed Tallback Thursday. Caroline, Uma, and a very, very special guest in the studio with us. Patrick Teo is not here, but we do have the lovely Rasadi Barazi back on the evening edition. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great.
Welcome back to the show.
Absolutely. Very nice to have you on this evening. And it's very exciting. It's very different from the last show that we did. We're obviously doing a call-in. That's what Tallback is about. And you'll get to speak to all our listeners. So you get to speak with Rasadi Barazi. All you need to do is call us on 0377 109,000. This evening, we are going to be talking about tolerance. Now, tolerance is a bit of a loaded word, wouldn't you agree?
Totally. I'm not a big fan of the word at all. To be tolerant of someone means you kind of put up with them.
Yeah.
Which isn't enough in a multiracial, multireligious, multi-ethnic society.
It is, but that's the thing, isn't it? It applies to so many different things. It can be ideas or concepts, for example.
Yeah.
Not necessarily just, you know, people, I suppose.
Yes, absolutely.
Although that comes to mind, first of all. And in the papers today, one of the, I think the, it's a Malaysian insider. So the leading story was LGBTs, liberalism, pluralism are enemies of Islam.
That's right. The Prime Minister was speaking in Serdang, I believe, in front of a crowd of over 11,000 imams and mosque committee members from across the nation. And he said, LGBTs, pluralism, liberalism, all these isms are against Islam and it is compulsory for us to fight these.
All these isms?
Yes. We do support human rights, but we must do so within the boundaries set by Islam. So that is the statement, which is why we're asking you out there, are we becoming less tolerant as a society for... And even if it's just towards all these isms.
Okay, the number to call is 0377 109,000. You can text us as well, 0162 019,000, or tweet us at BFM Radio. Don't forget, you can join the discussion on Facebook as well.
If you go to our Facebook page, www.facebook.com, Evening Edition, BFM 899, like it, and then you can chat all about Talkback.
Well done. He said it all in one breath, didn't
he? I did.
Okay, we'll get back to the calls in a bit. Right now it's Van Morrison and It's Stoned Me, kicking off Talkback Thursday, BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's Talkback Thursday. Are we becoming less tolerant as a society? It's Caroline Uma and Rasadi Barazi with you. Talkback Thursday. Uma, you had some definitions you wanted to share with us.
Yes, so words were being bandied about, you know, pluralism and liberalism.
All the isms, apparently.
And all the isms. Yeah. So this is where I get confused, because I think, you know, it's well and good making statements, but I guess we need proper definitions of what these words mean,
yes,
or at least in the context of which the Prime Minister said it.
That's right.
So religious pluralism basically is essentially what we have. It just means a diversity of religious beliefs coexisting in society, right? And of course, liberalism is political ideology founded on equality, what do you call it, and liberty, right?
Right, which is a beautiful concept.
And yeah, so I don't understand how these things are against Islam, because Islam does propagate these things. And furthermore, you know, Article 11 kind of our constitution, is it's enshrined that we're allowed to practice whatever religion we choose to, and so on and so forth. So by saying that pluralism is against Islam, what does that mean for the federal constitution? I don't know. I'm just all kinds of confused.
It is. I think we're all kinds of confused. Yeah, we're all kind of confused. So, Rasadi, tell us, I mean, have you encountered any situations where you find that, I suppose, people haven't been tolerant, and do you think we're becoming less tolerant as a society?
Well, you know what? I mean, as someone who's wheelchair bound, I have been in so many occasions where people would just abuse the facilities for the disabled.
Yeah.
Like, for example, our parking lots and our washrooms. You know, they just walk out and say, oh, I'm using the loo because, you know, because so many people's there and I'm a sales girl and I need to rush and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And in the end, they use our disabled toilet for smoking.
Yeah. For smoking.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
You know, and like parking for that matter, you know, I mean, it's difficult for us to park. So when you park at our space and there we cannot park there. If we park somewhere else, and then when we move towards that building, people can reverse and hit us. And it has happened.
Yeah. And of course, getting in and out of the vehicle as well, the disabled spaces actually give you more room to maneuver.
There's accessibility options and so on and so forth.
Correct.
Yeah, and I suppose tolerance is also all about respect, isn't it?
It is.
It absolutely is. It's not just tolerance, I guess. Understanding, relatability. Mm. You know, understanding is the key word, right? More so than tolerance. Like I said, tolerance is like putting up with someone. Mm-hmm. But if you understand what someone's going through, you're more likely to actually behave in the appropriate manner.
In accordance, that's right. So are we becoming less tolerant as a society? That's a question for you today. Call us on 0377 109 000 to tell us what you think. Ton, our first caller through. Hey.
Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening. This is Tan here.
Yes.
So are we becoming less tolerant as a society, Tan?
Well, no, I'm, with regards to what the Prime Minister said today, mm-hmm. regarding, as what you said, it was posted in Malaysia, in MalaysianInsider.com.
That's right.
I think that speech was given to a certain audience. As you can see, the Prime Minister, with all due respect, you know, he speaks differently in front of a different crowd, if you know what I mean.
You're right, that's an old political game, right? You appeal to your base, yeah. And then it depends who you're talking to. But of course, in this day and age, does it even apply? Because everything you see immediately gets carried online, on radio, on TV, on cable news.
Exactly. So you are telling everybody to trust you, to believe in you, and everything. And then the problem is, in the day of internet, everybody knows everything. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows who you're talking to that person. That person knows who you're talking to. You know, I mean, everybody knows everything.
All right.
I find it really disappointing that you are still playing that kind of game, you know.
Okay.
You're
obviously looking at it in a political sense, Tan. But tolerance, I suppose, spreads across all different levels. Do you think that we've become more tolerant, or less tolerant, for that matter, as a society? In traffic, for example, road rage is still quite a big problem here in Malaysia.
Yes, definitely. Yes. I think many Malaysians are being our tolerance level are being put to the test very much more now than compared to maybe like 10 years ago or 15 years ago.
Why do you say that?
Okay, for instance, you mentioned something about a traffic jam.
Mm-hmm.
Well, probably traffic jam wasn't so bad 15 years ago. And then there isn't that many. Probably the public transport was still able to cope with the number of people commuting and stuff like that.
Right.
But now, as you know, the public transport isn't... it's improving, but mm-hmm. it's not improving fast enough with the number of commuters that requires them. So now, you know, after some time, there's a limit to how tolerant and how, they're also, climbing the corporate ladder, and then it's a rat race and everything, so I guess that plays a part in causing us to be less tolerant now.
Indeed, so you think we're less tolerant. I don't think, though, that this should affect our respect for people overall.
I don't think so. No, I think it's you mentioned something about traffic jam and everything.
That's right.
I think overall Malaysians are still pretty okay people, I guess.
All right, thank you very much for that, Tan. Miss Nazim on the line. Hi.
Hi, Caroline. How are you? Good evening.
Oh, we're doing well, thank you, Caroline. Uma Rasadi Barazi with us here in the studio.
Hello.
Hi.
I was just listening to you talking about Malaysians being tolerant, and I'm not a Malaysian by citizenship or passport, but I've been here for a long time and I consider myself Malaysian.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I could say something. I find that as people, Malaysians are very, very tolerant at... When you're on the road, if you take a wrong turn, like I always end up going into one-way streets by mistake.
Mm.
I find them very, very tolerant, but at a political level, at a country level, since I've been here, I've seen it go from bad to worse. And I've seen people being made aware that they're different when they've never thought they've been different.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And like what you were saying earlier, this whole thing about the constitution and the whole Islamic State, as a Muslim, I believe Islam is very, very tolerant, because if you study it in its right way, but here it's being twisted around to be very intolerant, because there's so many conversations I have with people who've never been exposed to Islam, come to Malaysia, and it's the funniest things I hear. And I feel that slowly these political differences are going to filter down.
Mm-hmm.
And I sometimes see it, like if I take a cab, I've till last year or the year before, I've never heard cab driver abuse another cab driver racially. And it's only in the last 1.5 years that I hear them say, oh, these stupid people. And it really upsets me. Because when I came here, I mean, I was amazed at how people are. They're always smiling, you're always talking, you make a mistake, that's okay. This is how you do it right.
But that's changed.
But, yeah, this changed, and it's very sad. Because that's part of the reason that makes Malaysia so beautiful.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Nazeen. And we don't even have to go so far. I mean, Ras, you experienced this when you had your hair cut as well. I mean, we're not talking about, I suppose, race and religion right now. But for you, your employers were not happy with the fact that you had your hair cut, and they wouldn't tolerate that to an extent.
Yeah, because it's not normal for a newscaster to have really short crop hair or being bald, you know. But really, it's an individual's right, you know. As long as you don't upset anyone, you know, and you respect everyone, hey, why not?
That's true. And I think you did mention some time ago that you got threats from religious groups at that point in time.
Yeah, some people called and say, you know, you shouldn't be doing this because it's against the religion, against, you know, against the fatwa and stuff like that, you know. But then, you know, I just want to correct something just now when our lady caller called
Nazeem.
She mentioned our country being a beautiful country, tolerant, but the last few years it's been a bit different. Well, you know what, I think it's like that everywhere around the world.
That's also true.
You know, people are just becoming a bit crankier than normal. I don't know, and maybe it's the position of the moon or the star. I don't know.
Okay, speaking of cranky, guess who we have on the line? our favorite Patrick Teo. Hi.
Hey, Patrick.
Thank you, Caroline. I heard that.
Please, we would like it if you could turn down your radio.
Yes, please. That's the number one thing to do. And get straight to the point.
Yeah, I will get straight to the point. Well, are we getting less tolerant as a society?
Yes.
I think the answer is two-pronged, right? On one hand, we are getting less and less tolerant with the nonsense that we hear from our politicians every day, without names being mentioned. And on the other hand, I think we are becoming very, very tolerant, judging from the number of rubbish radio stations that we have currently, other than BFM 89.9. We are very, very tolerant.
Completely unbiased, of course, Patrick.
Of course, totally unbiased. And I'd like to say a big hello to Rasadi, but I haven't seen her in decades.
Hey, you know what? Patrick, you know what? I just remembered when I heard your voice and I say, you know what? You just do remember years ago, when one of our colleagues resigned from the station and she was reading the news with you and I was doing the sports news. And towards the end, you actually got up and gave her a peck on the cheek and a hug and you got in trouble. Talk about tolerance,
right?
Yeah.
Those were very, very intolerant times back then. Yeah.
So you think it's gotten better if those were intolerant times?
Has it gotten better?
Yeah.
No, not that I haven't seen anybody kissing anyone on TV.
You're the only one. You're the only one that will get away with it as well.
Which is not to say that nothing happens in the BFM radio studio.
Oh, giving people ideas, Patrick, that's horrible.
If you go to BFM.my, you can tune into the webcam right now.
Absolutely. Hang up on him. Hang up on him now. Thanks, Patrick. Satish on the line. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
That's finally I got through. Anyway, straight to the point. It's kind of happy to see, happy to hear that despite the comments made by the Prime Minister, every caller to BFM, including myself, we agree that people can say whatever we want, whether intolerant or not, but deep inside, every Malaysian respects each other, and it's a shame that politicians can make fun. It's unacceptable to have a prime minister to say those kind of statements. It's making matters worse. That's it.
So you're of the mindset that I guess politicking is a bad thing, and that you should leave us to our own devices.
I mean, where we are today is the policies of the politics. We would have been better if the policies was different. But we are where we are because of the policies are the politics, and this will change.
Okay, politics aside, though, what about us, Satish? I mean, as a society, are we have we become less tolerant?
No, I wouldn't agree to that.
Mm.
If you,
what about you?
If you go to the hospitals, if you go to the public places, you don't see people discriminating others by calling them words in Malaysia. Majority, that is. And we all live in neighborhoods where we have Chinese, Indians, and Malays, and everybody have their own ways. And you see Ramadan coming across. I mean, I'm an Indian myself, and I get excited when Ramadan is around. So.
But only because you can get good food at the Pasar Ramadan.
That's very true.
Thank you so much, Satish.
All right, Lim Chan Tong on the line. Hey, Lim.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening. Are we becoming less tolerant as a society?
Well, I'm 65 years old, and I can tell you now that we certainly are getting less tolerant over the years.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, that was a long time ago, we had a lot of camaraderie. We had a lot of fun amongst our different, you know, category of Malaysians. It doesn't really matter whether you're Malay, Indian, or Chinese in those days. And we made fun of each other and we tolerated each other. We called people names and we loved it and we laughed at it and they called us names. We laughed at it.
No, but I don't think that has necessarily changed. Like, look at us here in the studio.
Well,
right?
I call Caroline all kinds of names.
Thank you, Uma. Thank you very much.
But why do you think that's changed?
Still camaraderie in BFM. I think that's changed three prongs. I mean, I think to be completely candid, I think the Malays have gone ultra in terms of the religion. I think the Chinese have felt the insecurity over the years, given what they've been, forced into. And I think the Indians have been, you know, grossly neglected, and they obviously have crawled into their little, polarized world, and that's unfortunate. And I think that's just summarizing the root cause of us being intolerant.
Right.
Right.
Do you think that's generalizing
very
it a
well
little,
said, though,
but
I
do
think.
You think it's generalizing it a little bit too much?
No, I think all our callers have thus far have kind of come to one conclusion that politics seems to affect us in a big way.
Absolutely.
Right? And I guess, you know, we're still entrenched in race-based politics and race-based parties, and we can't seem to escape it, right? We can't seem to run away from that.
Yeah, but you know, I personally would say, like I mentioned earlier, you know, generally around the world, everyone is becoming a bit nervous
or antsy about everything. Yeah,
antsy about a lot of things. But I tell you, there's nothing like being a Malaysian, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have to respect each other. We have a lot of tolerance towards each other, but you know, Malaysians in general, you know, have a big heart, and we do care for our neighbors, for each, you know, for friends around us, family members, bosses.
Even bosses, and even though colleagues call your names. Adam on the line. Hi, Adam.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you guys?
We're doing well, thank you. What are your
All
thoughts?
Right. Mm-hmm. My thoughts on the Prime Minister's speech.
Okay.
Well, can I just say briefly something about it?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. So I believe extremism is more harmful to Islam than anything else. Okay, that being said, I believe we are also confusing tolerance with, apathy.
Right. Oh, okay. That's interesting. Yeah. So, do you think society is just too involved with itself and doesn't care about any? The individual is too involved and doesn't care about society.
It can give the impression that that person is tolerant, but you know they just don't care.
that's a very
depressing point of view, sir.
You paint a very dire picture.
But at the same time, we are also becoming very petty and impatient. So that's just generally what I think the picture is. But in terms of tolerance, I don't think we've changed from 20 or 30 years ago. I think we're still very caring people for each other, you know. When somebody gets in trouble, other people help, you know. I mean, excluding the Penang incident, but generally, you know, we're still pretty helpful.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that, Adam. Talk Back Thursday will continue after the news. 0377109000 is the number to call. You can keep those calls coming in. Text us on 0162019000 or tweet us at BFMU Radio. Your question for the evening: are we becoming less tolerant as a society? Don't forget, you can join in the discussion on Facebook as well. Uma, with the Facebook address?
That's right, www.facebook.com/eveningeditionBFM899.
Well done. Keep it locked on BFM 89.9. It is indeed Talkback Thursday. Caroline, Uma and Rasadiba Radzi with us here on Talkback Thursday. Our question for you: are we becoming less tolerant as a society? Now, one thing that most of our callers have had in common so far is everybody's blaming politics, but at the end of the day, they like to say, but we love each other as Malaysians. Do you realise that?
That is true. So, yeah, if we do love each other, then surely we should transcend that politics.
Yes.
And, you know, not care about all of that and just continue loving each
and
other.
And be responsible for our own actions.
Yes.
0377109000 is the number to call. Rona on the line. Hi.
Hi. Okay, I love myself as a Malaysian.
You love yourself as a Malaysian. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not in denial that we are less tolerant. I mean, okay, look at... I don't want to go into specifics, but we're not tolerant about religious beliefs. We're not tolerant about our political beliefs. We're not tolerant about our social beliefs. You are ostracized if you're LGBT. Are we tolerant in that? No, we're not. Let's face it, you know, we are being hypocrites. We're not tolerant. We say, oh yeah, we are okay with it, but we're not.
Actually, interestingly enough, you raised a very interesting point about being not tolerant about political beliefs. Because, you know, either way, if you support the government, people don't treat you well.
Yeah.
If you support the opposition, people don't treat you well, right? There's already that kind of hostility.
Yes. So we have to choose whether we want to look as if we're attempting to be tolerant, or we want to honestly be tolerant. I mean, you know, you can't even have a political view and not being bombarded as being unpatriotic, mm-hmm. you know, go back to where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even do that. I mean, that's wrong. And talk about religion. I mean, we are not even allowed to broadcast our you know, if you're not of a certain ethnicity, you're not allowed to broadcast your religion. Is that being tolerant? No, it's not. I mean, you know, I go to the temple, but then I have got this rock music playing because the temple is beside a supermarket. And you know, that sound, that the music is drowning whatever mantra that we are listening to. That is not being tolerant, all right? And if you know, socially, if I am able-bodied, I may not be tolerant of someone who's on a wheelchair because I take their parking. But then I want to seem like, oh, poor thing, you know, that person's on a wheelchair. We're just being hypocrites. We have to learn to admit that we are always... Malaysians generally are in denial. Yeah, Razadiba, we can say that, you know, we love ourselves as Malaysians. But do we really care for the next Malaysian? I don't think we do. We only care for ourselves. That is why we're being so intolerant. We are not accepting that there are a lot of diversity in people, in religion, in thoughts, in feelings, in emotions. You know, even a child is being, you know, ostracized for being different. That is really, really wrong.
Russ, what do you think?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay?
I'm very passionate about this because I've taken pictures of people parking at you know, a handicapped parking spot. I'm able-bodied, but I just don't think it is right. And I take those pictures and I give it to the security and I say, do something about it.
You know what? The next time you see me in town, you have to come up to me and I'm going to give you a big kiss and a big hug.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Rona. Are we becoming less tolerant as a society? That's a question for you on Talk Back Thursday today. 0377109000 is the number. Joshua on the line. Hi.
Hi, Caroline, I don't know if you remember me. I said I like your voice very much.
Thank you.
Once.
Ooh, a fan.
Now
that's
Now I love
You've
your voice
made
very
her
much.
Day.
Oh, Caroline's going red. Stop it.
Okay. She's blushing. So,
your thoughts, Joshua?
Having got that out of the way.
Yes.
I think, you know, it hasn't changed. I think We have made up our mind what are you going to be tolerant about. Those who are intolerant about maybe the same things or other things, they've already made up their mind, and that hasn't changed. Having said that, how far does tolerance go? There is a limit to it because in some countries they tolerate the Ku Klux Klan as a legitimate organization.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are we okay with that? How tolerant are we? So there are some things that we shouldn't be tolerant about, you know. So as a society, I think Malaysians are very tolerant, but Of course, politicians put a strain on that. But I think Malaysians are generally tolerant, you know.
So if you think that Malaysians are tolerant, Joshua, do you think that being tolerant actually takes conscious effort? Or, you know, is it just
a part
of it?
Yes. You've got to remind yourself what you're tolerant about continuously. And the word respect is a bit of a thin line, you know. I can tolerate you, but I may not respect what you say, what you believe, what you do.
How about the word, accept?
Accept, fine. I mean, I may not agree with it, but accept
differences.
It's okay, yeah. Again, what do we accept, you know? there are limits to it. Like I said, if once you accept or tolerate something, then you've already said, and I think that hasn't changed over time, you know?
Okay, fair enough. Thank you very much for that, Joshua. Rama on the line. Hi.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Evening.
Yeah, in my opinion, tolerance is basically, one, you asked, and two, you're actually going to put up with a lot of nonsense, other people or other things that happen, you see. Then comes the issue that I think we are lesser tolerant, and also in direct relationship, we are more inconsiderate.
Why do you say that? And can you give us an example?
We have become a very rude society because we have taken the liberty to say anything and do anything we want, with thinking that, you know, because of who I am, what I am, or maybe my position, I have an immunity of sorts. But what has happened is we have misunderstood this in the fact that, oh, we are a very progressive country, so we can speak out a little bit more, we can do things a little bit more.
Rama, would you consider yourself a tolerant person, tolerant Malaysian?
I was very tolerant listening to the other riffraffs, you see.
Yes, but that's exactly what we mean. If you refer to them as riffraff and you refer to it as nonsense from other people, that isn't being very tolerant, I suppose.
Yeah, then I'm putting it anyway, because I still want to say my piece and I'm coexisting, you see?
Okay.
Very well put.
Fair enough. Thank you for that, Rama. Alan on the line. Hi, Alan.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, Raf. I like your hairstyle.
Oh,
there we go. A fan.
Now I'm the one that's blushing.
Yes, she is.
Caroline.
Caroline had her day. I like yours.
What? No love for Uma? Come on, man.
Yeah, Uma. Yeah.
Okay, anyway, back to the... we are sitting down here, we're comparing. Are we less tolerant and more tolerant as though we always had an open society as we have now? I mean, whatever incidents of intolerance that we are hearing now, it has always been there, but it was always covered up.
What so you're thinking now, our openness is actually bringing things to the forefront?
Yes. What we have now is an open society. We have all the social media and all these things is coming up. It has always been there. And that was in open society, another factor is that our pie is growing smaller. And we are being forced, the other, let's say, segment society supports territory, in the sense that we are with other segments of society, and that's bound to be bring intolerance. But I would not say that Malaysians are less tolerant or not now. It's just that we are discovering what was always there and has been covered.
So let me ask you a question. What do you say then to people? You know, because the standard response you hear from people is, oh, you know, back in my day, we were all used to play together, makan together. I mean, was that just a misplaced sense of nostalgia?
I still do that back in this day. So what's wrong with my back in my day? I still lepa with my buddies. I still call them names. They still call me name. But does that actually, what significance is that? I'm talking about tolerance. I mean, like the girl earlier talking about, you know, drowning the temple place. It has always been there. It was never highlighted because of the control press that we had.
Mm-hmm.
But now things have changed. Now we are being aware of it. And now, if you ask me still, I think people are making an extra effort to understand the rest.
All right.
That's my thing.
Okay, so
that's positive, actually.
It
like
is,
yeah.
And a conscious effort is what he's saying. 03-771-09000, number to call for talkback Thursday. Gerard on the line. Hi.
Hi, good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Evening.
All right, just to say a couple of things. Firstly, I think to respectfully disagree with Raf Adiba that today we are not as tolerant as we used to be.
You think?
Now, I think there are many reasons for this. Firstly, we never had newspapers openly promoting extremism. We never had headlines that says Christian Agama Rasmi. We never had things like that. Now, unfortunately, today, while we have the media, and let's not blame the social media for everything, we have newspapers spewing hatred. You look at the prime minister as the leader of the country to stop this indoctrination of hate. I'll give you a simple example. There are various situations over the last few months where the prime minister could have put his foot down and said, stop, let's stop this discussion, this is getting crazy. The Hudud example that was raised by this state assemblyman in Kedah, he would have put his foot down and said, stop, this is ridiculous. If you read Marina Mahathir's article in The Star today, she gives a very clear indication of the fact that many Muslims don't understand what Hudud is. But he did not do that. He let it fester because I believe he has been advised that if you make a stand, you are alienating a group of people from another group of people. Well, I don't think so.
You say that, but of course, I mean, I have to interrupt there because I think that we shouldn't stifle the discourse. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you should allow the extremists to say what they want to say. You should allow the liberals to say what they want to say, because the vibrant discourse is what's good, right? So by putting your foot down and stifling the discourse, that actually doesn't work to our benefit at all.
It probably doesn't, Umar, but in a multiracial country like Malaysia, I think we have to draw the line somewhere.
Well, but I think it's up to society to regulate that so that we self-regulate. So we point out and saying, I'm sorry, sir, what you're saying is dumb or mm-hmm. what you're saying is clever. And you know, and that's how democracy works.
Yeah, do you, Russ, believe in that sort of open discourse? And do you think that's the right way to go?
But I'm on cloud nine. I'm such a romantic, you know. I'm a lovey-lovey person and I always think the best out of everybody. Mm-hmm. But then again, yes, thank you for sharing with me your thoughts, because like I said, everybody these days, one, we're a bit cranky, mm-hmm. and the other one is we're a bit insensitive to our other Malaysians of different races and religious backgrounds.
Society is far more competitive these days than it was
and
before.
And then we are exposed to the technology, you know. Before, yes, we don't know what the other party or the other side is saying, mm-hmm. but now everything is, you know, it's in real time. We get this information, you know, internet, everything, Twitter, Facebook, yeah.
Absolutely.
And of course, we're coming to terms with how to handle it ourselves.
Yes.
Yes. And you know what? Back to this LGBT and what the Prime Minister has said, you know, Islam is a way of life. And here he actually said, if I can read this, he says, the government supports human rights, but within the boundaries of Islam, you know, but anything which is too extreme, then, you know, they'd have to, you know, control it.
And rein it in. Okay. 0377 109000, number to call. Jay's on the line. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hi, Uma. Wow, yes. great voice on the radio.
There you go. Love all three of us.
Okay, la.
Are you blushing? I can't tell whether you're blushing.
Thanks for your sympathy vote. That is very well appreciated.
Russ, is he blushing? I can't tell.
Good one, good
now
one.
Now we got that awkward thing out of the way. I just wanted to tell Adiba that thank you for being very strong. Can I only imagine what you're going through?
Oh, I think it's more my situation now with these people in the studio. They're making me go mad, but actually, thank you.
Anyways, back to the topic. Mm-hmm. I think we are very, very, very... We do consider other people's feelings, because the kind of nonsense that is going on in any other country, people would have like straight away went amok and everything mm-hmm. would have gone upside down, and there will be a lot of killings and all that. Because like I've lived overseas for a very long time, and I've got to say, the acts of a very small minority group of people shouldn't influence like the rest of us. We feel very passionate about it. We wanna think that, oh, you know, they're not doing it right. We're not. I always like to think of does it make sense? Does it make sense? So sometimes when I think of something like this happening, I always think to myself, hey, you know, this doesn't make sense to me, but it might to someone else. So I gotta respect that.
Well, you raise an interesting point, because we're with regards to us being passionate about it, you know, one-on-one, individually, we're very understanding, very respectful, all that adat comes out and all that stuff. But I have to say, anonymously, as you can find that happens on the internet stuff, anonymity brings out all kinds of nastiness.
It does.
Yeah, it does. Because I think internet is a way for people to just voice out anything they want.
Vent, yeah.
Which, you know, which you can bring out the bad side or the good side. But I think, again, it comes back to our day-to-day living. Whenever I speak to anyone, I mean, when we come to subjects that are sensitive, I always try to understand where they're coming from, what they're trying to say. I mean, even when it comes to religion or politics or anything for that matter, I always think like, hey, okay, I'll respect what you're saying. I have my own points. If you want to hear it, you can hear it. If you want to agree, you can agree. If you don't want to. And I think a lot of people think this way. It's just that some things that happens that just does not make sense to people, they tend to question it and they go like, hey, you're an authority figure. How could you not do such a thing, or how can you not do something about
fair
it?
Fair enough. Okay. Thank you very much for that, Jace. Clearly an individual who cares about others' feelings, love for Uma.
Thank
right?
you.
So we're asking you today, are we becoming less tolerant as a society? Ryan on the line. Hi, Ryan.
Yeah, hi. First things first, Uma, come on, man. You've got lots of love from all of us.
There you
all right,
go.
Two it's sympathy
all
votes.
Coming in. It's
two
all
sympathy votes.
Oh, yeah.
That's the top three best shows in radio, man. Come on.
Thank you very much, Ryan. Okay. Are you a tolerant individual?
Yeah, all right. I am, but let me just answer this question, right? So are we asking the question that are people in general tolerant or not?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
From the beginning of time, since we built cars until up until yesterday, if there's any accident on the road, everybody slows down to see how badly the person is injured.
It's a Malaysian thing, right?
It is.
So we're not tolerant, right?
Chari nombo.
So, but okay, in all seriousness, I think, yeah, we are not to say a very intolerant society. Are we a perfectly tolerant society? Probably not. Probably like, say, 85% of general population would be a tolerant people. Only 5% are those intolerant. The other 10, as all the other callers have pointed to, are all the politicians. Because on a daily basis, if you were to read any papers, right, on a daily basis, you don't need to go specific into race, religion, anything. But there's at least two people bickering at each other over a problem. There's never come to a point where they say, hey, look, here's the problem. Let's not point fingers. Let's try to fix it together. But no, what you get is, oh, this guy's saying, hey, look, it's your mistake. You did it. Hey, no, it's the other guy's mistake. He did it. So I guess we're in general population, we're quite tolerant to each other. But unfortunately, the powers in hand, they're not, and it's just giving us a bad example.
Thank you very much for that, Ryan.
Yeah.
Okay, James on the line. Hi, James.
Yeah, hi, good evening.
Good evening.
I think when you talk about tolerance, there's two types of tolerance here that exist in Malaysia. One is the type that Russ talked about, which is about, you know, traffic, about, you know, us getting more or less tolerant, you know, getting irritated with traffic jams and people not caring so much. That one side, I think, is directly due to the, you know, the rapid growth and population increase and crowding and that you find anywhere in any big city in the world. It's very common. But in Malaysia, the other thing that, which I agree with what Uma said, was that we've got two kinds of tolerance, which is, you know, the one individual and another when it comes to, you know, the group or the population as a whole, or, you know, when you're talking about generalization.
Mm-hmm.
When we know each other and, you know, then with your neighbor, with the person you work with, usually there's lots of tolerance, you know, they show a lot of tolerance, you're very friendly, and all Malaysians are like that. But when it comes to the person they don't know, for example, like one of the caller mentioned about the taxi driver cursing or swearing about, you know, somebody else, then I find that, you know, over the last 5-10 years actually, we've grown a lot less tolerant, and, you know, there's a lot more polarization, there's a lot more general perception of what, you know, the other races or whichever race, you know, the person's talking about is like. And, you know, this has, rather than breaking those boundaries of the divisions, we've become a lot more insular and a lot more ignorant about what this, you know, everyone else does. And if you're perceived as the other race, then, you know, the other side, or the, you know, the benefactor or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of intolerance that, you know, then, you know, other factors come, okay, religion comes in, race comes in. As long as there's something to divide, people become intolerant. They you know, they forget that these people are also their neighbors and their friends and their colleagues. So in Malaysia, there's two different levels of tolerance. There's a personal level, and then there's
a societal level.
Societal level, which I think is a societal level one, which I feel if it's not carefully looked at, and, you know, because I mean, though you can see, you know, the open discourse, but let politicians say what they want to. You know, we are intelligent. We should be able to think for ourselves. But over time, if this keeps, you know, if you say it, you know, I think Malays have a saying that if you say it 40 times, you know, then it happens or it's true or it'll happen. Something like that. I know friends have told me that. But, you know, so if you say it often enough, you know, people will take that as a truth.
Okay. Well, all right. Thank you very much for sharing that with us, James. I will be promoted.
So we have a bunch
40
of
times.
40 times. Yes. I'll repeat it after this.
We have a bunch of tweets. Mm-hmm. Zan Azli says, he quotes Surah Al-Kafirun. To you shall be your religion and to me shall be my religion. Mm-hmm. So we shouldn't be talking about tolerance. We should be accepting.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Zan.
Thank you.
We received a text from BFM listener saying that tolerance is irrelevant now. Acceptance is needed. Malaysians shouldn't just agree to disagree without understanding the issue. Thank you very much for that. Sugu, on the line. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly.
Okay. We're talking about tolerance. Mm-hmm. What I like to say is I would like to split it to two. One will be political. The other one will be people.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as political tolerance is concerned, I think it's really bad nowadays. I remember when I was young, I'm 50 now. So when I was young...
You're still young, sir.
I actually attended a function with my dad where we had ruling government politicians and opposition politicians. And I found them to be much more friendlier among each other. Mm. And they were joking and everything. But now you hardly see that. So I think the political tolerance is very bad. It's much lower than it was before. And people, I think you have to again split it to two. One is interracial, and one more is within the same race. I think generally people's tolerance has dropped compared to before.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the younger set against the older generation. I remember when I was first started driving, I actually had an uncle who knocked into my car at the back. And even though he knocked me from the back, when we got down from the car, he was like making a lot of noise and saying that I break suddenly and everything. But I didn't argue just because of the fact that he was an older guy.
Right.
But if that had happened now, I don't think any of the young guys will have the tolerance to keep quiet knowing that the person who's in the wrong is shouting at them.
Okay.
You know, that's a very good point. Actually, there's one aspect we haven't covered in this discussion, of course, is just that. As young people, you know, in the rat race city, trying to earn money, trying to become rich and famous, whether we have time to think about these social elements in our life. Are we just forgetting about tolerance and all this stuff and moving on at our own pace,
yeah,
right?
It's our responsibility, you know, for our younger generation to still do the things that we used to do, like hormat orang tua, the elders.
Correct.
You know, salam, cium tangan, and respect and have empathy. Right. Belas, you know, that's indeed very important.
Yeah. But I must say, I loved what Sugu did. He put politicians and people in a separate category. Did you realize?
I did realize that.
Jason on the line. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Jason.
Hey. Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
I just want to make a few points.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, the politicians and the Malaysian general in public have different definitions of tolerance. They have their own reason. They have their own meaning of tolerance, while we have our own meaning of tolerance. Now, the other one is the difference between accepting and tolerating. When I'm trapped in a traffic jam and I see queue cutters, that one I am tolerating. I don't accept what they're doing, but I'm tolerating them. I give them way.
Yep, that's a good distinction.
Tolerating, accepting, on the other hand, look, this is just a story from my previous workplace. I work with an Indian and a Malay, and I'm Chinese. So the three of us, we are in the same department, and we accept each other's difference in background, in race and religion and everything, and we work with each other. The previous caller was mentioning something about, you know, the young people nowadays, they are too occupied with running the rat race and everything, and they sort of put all these things aside.
Yeah.
I tend to disagree, because we are all in the mid-20s. We were all in the mid-20s and early 20s. And we worked with each other, no problems. And we go for lunch almost every day, all the three of us. So if you talk about tolerating and acceptance, Maybe the politicians are painting it in a different way, and the rest of us, we live our lives on acceptance, actually.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Are we becoming less tolerant as a society is the question for today. 0377 109 000. Talk Back Thursday picks up right after the news. BFM 89.9. It is indeed. And we're asking you whether or not we are becoming less tolerant as a society. Caroline Uma Rasadi Barazi with us here on Talk Back Thursday. First caller through is Sharids. Hi.
Hi. Hi,
Caroline.
Hi. Hi, Raz. Hi, Uma.
Hello.
Hi. How are you guys doing? Good?
We're doing very well. What are your thoughts?
Okay, well, we can agree that I think Malaysians, in general, we don't tolerate the wrong things.
What do you mean?
Sorry?
You know, we tolerate and we don't tolerate the wrong things, you know?
Yes. We voice out the things that we're not happy about. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah. So, and the same goes for the victim as well. You know, you tend to tolerate less tolerate about the wrong things as well. For example, you know, families of the victim. For example, the disabled community, maybe for the transgender community as well.
Right.
How do you say it? We accept things. We just tolerate, you know, all the services that's around us. You know, for example, the disability services that, you know, in Malaysia is really unacceptable.
Right. Yeah. You know.
We don't scream and shout enough, and we don't get together, and
stand up for what we think we should get. Right.
Exactly. So, you know, and there are people like me who's quite passionate about it. I'm not saying that I do enough, but I think no more of those. Tough Putra Perkin ad on the radio, you know, which doesn't really shout and scream. It doesn't show our anger that these things are unacceptable, you know?
Cool. All right. Thank you very much for that, Charles. Yeah. Irene on the line. Hi, Irene.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
To the subject of tolerance, I agree that these days it does seem like people are less tolerant of each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is actually to do with... our loss of culture and values. I think people those days are brought up with more values compared to today.
What values are you referring to specifically, Irene?
Well, I'm talking about common courtesies, family values, mm-hmm. and even just, you know, society values. You know, when we were young, we used to be, I mean, even government used to run PSA on TV about tolong menolong, you know,
yeah.
and things like that. And I think with common courtesies is where people are generally more tolerant. They're taught to be tolerant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good thing. But these days, I think with the lots of values common courtesies and everything else, everybody seems to voice out as they wish, you know, and say whatever without thinking about the other person's feelings.
Ooh.
And I think it's across board, whether it's religion, whether it's politics, whether it's anything. And I think it doesn't help also that a lot of issues these days are linked to politics. Everything is linked to politics.
Indeed, but I mean, is it necessarily a bad thing? It feels as though what you're saying is Malaysians are just more assertive these days.
I think, again, if everybody practice common courtesies, you know, people are generally more tolerant. People are less tolerant because they don't practice courtesies to begin with, you know. Like, for example, whether you should park at, if you are, you know, whether you should park at a disabled lot if you're able,
mm-hmm.
it's common courtesies. Mm-hmm. If they have common courtesies in them, and if they are brought up with values, I think the level of tolerance will be there. You know, people generally will tolerate. But I also have an example for example, in a family, if your parents are generally biased against one child and love one more than the other, how tolerant do you expect the other child to be?
Right.
People should not divide and conquer, you know?
That's a good example. All right. Thank you very much for that, Irene. 0377 109 000. On the line is Ganesh. Hi, Ganesh.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
But that's all right.
I'm sorry?
Sorry?
It's Dinesh.
Oh, it's Dinesh. Dinesh. Well, hello,
sorry.
Dinesh.
Yeah. Sorry, Dinesh. Okay.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Long-term listener, first-time caller.
That's great.
I have a point I'd like to make that would probably differ from the accept point, sorry, that has been given by all the other callers. And that is, I don't think it's so much to do about becoming less tolerant. I feel that perhaps we might be becoming people who are more concerned about our own personal space and our own self-gain. I mean, we can't say it's not so much about what we lack, but what's happening. That's why something is happening in the first place.
Right.
And when you look at all the other responses and replies from the people parking in the handicapped spot, blaring music into somebody's temple, we've become a strange set of people who, well, I only think about what my own personal space.
Selfish? Is that what you're going for, Dinesh?
Well, selfish would be too nature of a
simplistic
term. I just think that people only care about their own personal space and what's in it for them. Well, again, that may sound selfish, but again, they're not thinking about somebody else's personal space and they're only thinking about theirs.
Right, self-involved, perhaps. Thank you very much.
That's very interesting.
It is. We have Cynthia on the line. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Yeah, and I would just like to comment that the younger set, the younger they are, the more tolerant they are, because when they are in school, they don't get involved in reading newspapers about politics. They're not bothered. You know, my children have friends of all races. They stay in their homes. They visit during festive seasons and everything. It's when they grow older and then they get exposed to politics, to the newspapers, etc., that they become polarized as the politicians want them to be. You know, and this is the terrible truth in our society in Malaysia. It's the politicians who are the ones who are causing all these problems, because if you look at people who live in, let's say, a residential area, everybody, you know, your neighbors of all races, nobody talks bad about each other and all that. Everybody is like everybody's friend, you know. It's when it comes to politics that things really go down south.
I don't know whether I agree with that, Uma. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think she raises one accurate point, which is on individual nature. Like we said before, we're very friendly and tolerant, but it goes back to that mass mentality, right? So on individual nature, you have a Malay friend, for example, but you don't see him as a Malay friend.
You see him as just a person,
right? However, when something happens, or just say there's a bomb blast, right? Somewhere, in a terrorist attack, immediately you put a label on it, right? And so then you clump a whole race of people
together,
or religion,
and generalize
in one. Yeah. So the mass conversation always involves that kind of generalization. Mm. So yeah, we're intolerant maybe in a mass scale, but on an individual level, we seem fine.
That's funny how it's trickling down that way.
I know.
03-77-109-000. Are we becoming less tolerant as a society? We've got LTY and Faiza on the line. We'll get back to you shortly. Stay with us. Talkback Thursday picks up after this. BFM 89.9. That's right. It is Talkback Thursday with Caroline Uma, Ras Adiba Radzi as well. Are we becoming less tolerant as a society is the question we're asking you. You can call us to tell us what it is you think. So far, we've had a lot of people, we've had quite a few people talking about how we seem to be becoming more selfish and perhaps self-involved and less caring. Russ, something you want to contribute to that?
Well, you know what? One of the callers actually shared and said that, you know, these days we are not even sensitive about how other people would feel. I, for one, you know, if you just see what the bloggers or even the general public who, you know, talk about me, it's amazing. It's like I wouldn't read those things. It's like they don't even care about how I would feel. They say the nastiest things, and I'm like, but I don't even know you. So we're exposed to this technology that people are just going to the media, you know, or going on the
social media online
and just, you know, just condemning people without wondering how the other party would feel. You know.
So what does that say about us as a society?
Yeah, we've got a couple of tweets. Adila Razak says, in response to one of our callers, opposition and government MPs still minum kopi together, what? You just don't see it in the papers.
That's right.
And also, earlier on, I think it was Victor Liu who asked, callers are blaming politicians for increased intolerance, but is that fair? Mm-hmm. To which at Orang Asli replies, leadership reflects attitude.
Okay, thank you very much for those tweets. Keep sending them in at BFM Radio. LTY on the line. I hope I've got that right. LTY?
Hello, I'm LTY.
Hi,
okay.
Hi.
Good evening to both of you, three of you.
Good okay. evening.
Now, after hearing all the callers, let me make some observation, all right?
Okay.
Let me comment on two things first. Broad-minded is related to tolerance, okay?
Yep.
Yes. And openness is the sibling of peace, okay? If you get that?
Peace.
All right? Yes.
So, you see, in order to achieve tolerance, I think the guy...
Sorry?
LTY?
Hey.
Oh, no.
We lost LTY.
Oh. He sounded rather poetic as well. LTY, please try and call back. Fires are waiting on the line. Hi.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Okay, the answer to that question is yes. We are, as a society, are becoming more and more intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
But is that a bad thing?
What do you mean?
That's the question. Okay, tolerance for me is somewhat, if people asking you to tolerate somebody, is that a good thing? Let's say, okay,
That's a good point. That's a good question,
so you're
actually.
You're picking on the word tolerate, which is Uma's beef with the word as well.
Uma never take a bath in the morning and everything, but you just have to live with it. You just have to tolerate
Uma,
it.
You never take a bath in the morning.
Could be. Yeah, that's true. If I smell in the office.
Yes,
I tolerate it here in the studio. Okay.
All right. So for the past 32 years of my life, I've been drummed up with the message, we need to be tolerancy, we need to be tolerant with each other.
Yes.
So in my understanding right now, in the current sense of a society that we are living in right now, if you want a society who built of yes men, built of robot and everything, then yes, you want a society who have 100% tolerance of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. What we should be promoting now is acceptance. Acceptance should be two ways. One is accepting, and the other one is trying to do things that will be accepted by the other person. So tolerance is like putting the responsibility of doing the good things only one party in a two-way relationship. Instead of acceptance, you need both parties to realize their responsibility in that relationship.
Okay, thank you very much, Faiz. So it's talking about taking it one step further. Of course.
Mm-hmm. We have another tweet from @we2020 that says, intolerance happens when there is no common interest. That's very ambiguous and I have no idea what that means.
It means that if you don't bathe in the morning, I suppose there's no common interest there. It doesn't serve a great purpose. You know, Ras Adibai and I would be suffering here. That's what it means.
I really enjoy cryptic tweets like that.
0377109000. Victor on the line. Hi.
Hi, good evening.
Hey, Victor. Hello. Have you got a quote for us today?
Yes, I disagree with what you say, but I will defend to my death.
You're right to say it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I think we have become less and less tolerant because we do not value the difference in each other. As taught by this Stephen Covey, who passed away recently.
Yeah.
Yes. Synergy means 1 + 1 equal more than 2, provided the first one and the second one, they are different.
Mm-hmm.
If the first one and the second one, they are the same, of course it's equal 2. So we have to value the difference.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
So we had three quotes today.
Yes, I like that one. We have Paul on the line. Hi, Paul.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Just a point to make. Seems that this evening, politicians and the younger generation are being made convenient scapegoats.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I have something to say about the younger generation, actually. To be honest, the times when I have encountered racial intolerance among, say, Generation Y, for example, okay, I've always turned around and asked them, where did you get that idea from? And they've always, without hesitation, has always said, from my parents.
Mm.
So the apple does not fall far away from the tree.
Okay.
So
Can I say, sir, that's very interesting, because obviously your first reaction was not anger but curiosity. Where did you get that from?
I've got this morbid curiosity to why people react the way they react, you know.
Yeah.
Because I've kind of like set up like a social experiment online for about 4 years or so, and this is part of the observations I've made.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Keep those calls coming in on 03-77-109-1000. Are we becoming less tolerant as a society is our question for you this Talkback Thursday. Noah on the line. Hi.
Hi.
Good evening. Your thoughts?
Yeah, good evening. I'd just like to comment on the subject. Very interesting discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I think firstly, I'd like to say that tolerance starts home, yeah?
Yep.
That's the starting point.
Mm-hmm.
What is most important is we should not just stop at tolerance. We should go all the way to respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because if there is no respect, tolerance is just, yeah, I just accept you, I don't necessarily respect you. But if somebody respects something, respect your space, you respect mine, respect your ways, you respect mine, then I think it will be better.
Okay, yeah. So tolerance, acceptance, respect, and I suppose love at the end of the day.
Agreed.
LTY managed to call back. Hi.
My line was cut. Yeah?
Your line was cut. Please, continue.
Yeah. I mentioned about openness and broad-mindedness there. Yeah?
Yes.
Yes.
Now I'm going to touch on tolerance begins at home and in school. If the government has a political will to to implement religious study in kindergarten or even standard one, you know why I say this? Because I observe nowadays children, they don't understand about the other person's religion. You see, I give you one example. During prayers time, my children will ask me about Muslim prayers. I try to explain to him the Allah, the Prophet Muhammad, and the teaching. I try to explain to the children, grandchildren, why they practice this way.
Yeah.
So they get some idea, you know. Not necessarily they will profess the religion. So I suppose so religion should start young, like, you know. It
right.
Doesn't matter if you understand my religion, I understand your religion. Doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that I'm going to convert, I'm going to profess, right or not.
Yes, okay. All about understanding.
That's my message, okay?
Thank you very much. So religious classes for kids, I suppose, outside your own ethnicity.
Comfort zone, yeah. Comfort zone.
Okay, Rizal online. Hi, Rizal.
Hi there. I've just got a simple quote to give.
Okay.
Which is, we create a common ground that everyone can stand on without compromising, and from there we can keep reaching for the sky.
Well, who said that?
Well, I forgot.
Rizal said that for this evening.
Thank you.
We'll give you all the credit.
Yong on the line. Hi, Yong.
Hi, good evening to all of you.
Good evening. Hey.
Okay, regarding tolerance, it comes with sensitivity, and also, how do you call that, the top should be fair in distribution of everything, so that, you know, everyone will have it, otherwise you have those who are oppressed, you know, so that's why they have, this tolerance problem, because they are oppressed all the time, you know. That's how I feel about it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. 03-77-109-1000. I'm going to call Erwin on the line. Hi.
Good evening, guys.
Good evening.
Yeah. I think tolerance, it depends on which area, you know, you're talking about. So generally, I think Malaysians, are still very tolerant. I can see that in my workplace. Mm-hmm. You know, we are all being very nice to each other. You know, regardless of their performances. But in terms of, you know, like politics, you know, early on, the earlier callers have actually mentioned it. I believe Malaysians are generally less tolerant now because they know what is their right. They do not condone dirty politics, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But I've noticed this because I'm actually, I do play a lot of online games. So I noticed that the younger generations are very much less tolerant. They, I'm actually quite surprised. I do not know where they get all the anger and rage from, basically. They basically swear and curse and condemn with no regards to the other's feelings at all. I'm actually quite surprised, and I have no idea where how they were brought up.
Maybe it's violent online games.
Could be. Or they could just be. Or they could just be venting online, so they don't actually do it on the street.
That's that. And
which
the
is
movies,
an outlet.
And the movies is a good point as well.
Yeah.
All right. On the line is Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hi. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi. I was just thinking that, you know, at the end of the day, if everybody is treated fairly as a Malaysian, then everybody will be very tolerant to each other, just like in a family. However, if you treat one child differently, I think you guys know where am I getting at.
At yes.
the end of the day, you know, another child would just be, you know...
rebellious.
I think that's the way. They have to start treating all Malaysians alike, Malaysians, no longer the racist. That's
okay.
What I think.
All right, equal treatment. Thank you very much for that. Matt, Andy on the line. Hi.
Hi, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Hi. Okay, I just want to make a quick point about this tolerance level among Malaysians.
Please do.
The point I want to make is that tolerance level is sometimes situational. Okay?
Carry on.
For example, what I mean is that, for example, someone mentioned about people being less tolerant towards the disabled people by parking at their car park spaces. I think sometimes when, you know, there are places where it's really impossible to find a car park space, especially during peak hours. And, you know, people need to run errands, you know, maybe pay a bill or something like that.
Right.
And so you're saying it's situational based on need but doesn't reflect the greater intolerance?
Yes, exactly.
No other choice but to what were you going for, exactly?
Yeah, so people sometimes are left with no choice but to park for a while at the car park meant for disabled, and just run their errands. I'm sure people who park there will be out of there in no time.
I'm sorry, but I think that's unacceptable. I mean, can you imagine if everybody felt that way, that car park would be taken up forever?
Yeah, but sometimes I think people, they are kind of like forced to do that because it just, you know, desperate... situations call for desperate measures.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I think we have different definitions of desperation here.
Hey, if I need to get my Haagen-Dazs from cold storage, that is a desperate moment and it requires desperate measures.
All right.
You can walk.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. That's a really good point.
So, you know, I mean, a lot of the callers today, we've got a mixed bag of views, actually.
We do.
There's one commonality. People tend to blame politicians a lot in politics. But that seems to be a common trend for every talkback, whether we're talking about the English language or tolerance.
It's politics, education always gets the blame.
Yes. Mm. That being said, however, I think when people say we are less tolerant as a society, do you think they're speaking about everyone except themselves?
Well, hey, you know what? That's an individual view. Mm-hmm. But I, for one, believe from some of our callers, everything starts from home.
I agree.
We can control our younger generation. Mm-hmm. We can help and we can advise and respect and what you call it, and having tolerance and understanding each other's differences.
Definitely.
Is very important. Isn't that what being a Malaysian is all about? Disabled or non-disabled?
Right.
You know, just live it up. Flower power years, you guys. You know, and love, for God's sake.
And we're ending on that note, shall we?
And that one caller who said, where did you learn that from? I learned it from my parents.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, that's a very... Only one person brought that up, but it happens a lot.
It does. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.